Aleph. We had learned yesterday the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel, that Rav held Ein Madlikin Miner Lener, and Shmuel held Madlikin Miner Lener. So now the Gemara is going to explain the Machlokes. On five lines from the bottom. Yosef Ahume Rabbonon Kami Rabade Barave, the Yosef Ekoma. And he started explaining what the Svara of Rav is. Why does Rav hold Ein Madlikin Miner Miner? The Komar Taime de Rav Mishum Bizui Mitzvah. Because this is a busy mitzvah. So let us see Rashi. Taime de Rav Miner Lener Mishum Bizui Mitzvah. He's Mevaze the Mitzvah. How is he Mevaze the Mitzvah? He's putting the mitzvah to shame. Shemadlik kisem she'einoi min ha-mitzvah, miner shel mitzvah, mimenu madlik hashav. He takes a light shel choil, he takes a match, and he kindles the match from the ner shel mitzvah. So that means he's deriving benefit from a davar kadosh for a davar choil. So that is called a bizui mitzvah. So Memela, that's why it is also. Omaluhu. That's what this Talmud Chochem Ahume Rabbonon said, Kamid Ravada Barab. So Ravada Barab told them, Loisa Tzisole, don't listen to him. Taime de Rav, Mishum de Kom Makrish Mitzvah. The reason it is also to kindle one Ner from the other Ner, because he's Makrish the Mitzvah. Let us see Rashi, the merzi, it would seem, keman the shokel nahira, he's taking away some light. When he kindles one candle from the other candle, it would seem like he's taking some light, v'shoyev k'tzas milachluchis shimnoi, and he's extracting a little bit of the shemen, he's being memayit the ner shel mitzvah. That is why it is also. My binayu, what is the difference if the iser is als bizui mitzvah or als akrushi mitzvah? So the Gemara says, ike binayu de komadlik mishrago lishrago. If he will not use a match to kindle the second ner, he will take one ner and kindle it from the other ner. Man diyomar mishum bizui mitzvah. If the reason Rav holds that it is also, is because he is mevaze the mitzvah, so the locha will be mishrago lishrago madlik. Then he could be madlik from one ner to the other ner. Both are neroi shel mitzvah. So there's no bizoyin. The bizoyin is if there's a ner shel choil. A ner not shel mitzvah, and he's being madlik, this ner from a ner shel mitzvah, even though his intent is to eventually use this ner shel choil to kindle a ner shel mitzvah, but basher husham he's kindling a ner shel choil from a ner shel mitzvah. That is a busy mitzvah. So, but mishrage l'shrage, since both one ner to another ner, and both are neri shel mitzvah, it will be mutter. Mishrage l'shrage madlik. Man di omar mishum akrushi mitzvah, if the iser will be, there's an iser of akrushi mitzvah. And Rashi says, it seems like he's making less the ner. He's megareya, he's makish, he's making it weaker, the ner shel mitzvah. Mishrago lishrago nami yosa. So then it won't be permitted to kindle one ner shel mitzvah from another ner shel mitzvah. Let us see Rashi. Mishrago lishrago, maybe ner eitzel ner, he'll bring one ner to the other ner, Ushteyem shel mitzvah, and both of them are neri shel mitzvah. V'loy bekisim, he won't use an intermediary, he won't use a match in between. He'll be madlik one ner mitzvah from the other ner mitzvah. So als bizui mitzvah, there's no bizui mitzvah, and als akrushi mitzvah, there is akrushi mitzvah. So that is the nafkamina between these two taimim. Let us just elaborate a little. What is the tzir of mishrago lishrago? That one is madlik one ner from another ner. So since both are neire shel mitzvah, so it should be mutter. There's no bizui mitzvah. So the Beis Halevi speaks out, lechayre it is mestaver, if you have, if the first ner, let's say a person is mahadrin mina mahadrin. So if the first ner, that is the ikra, that is a ner shel mitzvah. The second ner is a hiddur mitzvah. So it's zicha mestaver that one is not permitted to be madlik the second ner from the first ner. Because that's also a busy mitzvah. This is a ikra mitzvah, this is only a hiddur mitzvah. So poshet, what is pshat? That is mutter. So poshet pshat, Nechsam Sefer also mentions this. Poshet pshat is, you have two people that are madlik, each one is madlik one ner shel Hanukkah, and one wants to be madlik from the other. So mamela, that is a case that you have two neirois shel mitzvah. Now the shaila is, how do you have two people together that one should be madlik from the other one? So the Chassam Sofer makes a cheshbon according to Tosfos. We hear a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Where are you madlik? Are you madlik in the Pesach that opens up to the Chotzer, or you're madlik by the Pesach that's Pesuach l'Rshus HaRabim? So if you're madlik by the Pesach that is Pesuach l'Rshus HaRabim, so then you could have two people, let's say two people live in a house, so even though they have two different psochim, but they're madlik by the Pesach that's by the entrance from the Chotzer, where the Chotzer goes out to the Rishus HaRabim. So then you would have a case that both people put their neiros together, because that's where you put the neiros, on the Pesach HaPasuach Rishus HaRabim, so you have both neiros together. So there you could have a hechetimtze that one is madlik from the other. Let's say you'll have a long wick, and one wick could stretch out to the other wick, and one can be madlik from the other. But according to Rashi, that Rashi holds that you were madlik by the Pesach HaPasuach L'Chotzer, so if the two psochim, so there are two doors and two different ruchais. So it's very difficult to picture how one could be madlik from the other. So he says, but if you look into Rashi, when Rashi says, Mishrage l'shrage mevi ner eitzel ner ushteyem shel mitzvah, so Rashi seems to hold that the halacha does not only apply by ner Hanukkah. By any ner mitzvah, the halacha will be a ner choil. Is you're not permitted to be madlik from a ner mitzvah, but one ner mitzvah, one is permitted to be madlik from another ner mitzvah. So there could be, in the tzir of neiris mitzvah, you could have, let's say, you're madlik a ner in a shul, you're madlik two neiris in the shul, so each ner is a ner mitzvah. So we have a poshet to hechetimtze, that it is shayach to be madlik one ner from the other ner. Now gavuche, the Ritva brings down from the Sefer HaTrumis, if you have a ner that is burning in the shul, which is a ner mitzvah, one is not permitted to light a cigarette from that ner. That's zicher atashmish shel choil, that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And that is also als bizui mitzvah. That is zicher oser, a ner mitzvah, one is not permitted to kindle from a ner mitzvah, for atashmish shel choil. That is a bizui mitzvah. The Beis Halevi clears weiter. He wants to say, but what will be, that's poshet, as we mentioned before, that one cannot be madlik the second ner from the first ner, because the first ner is the ikar mitzvah, and the second ner is only a hiddur mitzvah. So that should also be also als busy mitzvah. But he says, what if it's the third night? Is he permitted to be madlik the third ner from the second ner? So there he wants to say, a gewaldike svare, that it's sicher not a busy mitzvah because the second ner is not a yachsen without the third ner. The whole hiddo mitzvah is that each ner is showing the yomim hanichnosim or yomim hayoytzim, so the second ner without the third ner is not showing anything. So then the svara should be, so since the second ner is dependent on the third ner and needs the third ner, so its zichah should be mutter. The zichah shouldn't be a shaila. And so zichah als bizui mitzvah, it shouldn't be a shaila. And he wants to say it could be als akrushi mitzvah, also wouldn't be a shaila. Because what is pshat? I'm being makrish the mitzvah. The whole mitzvah of the second ner comes about through the third ner. See, once the klal could be in such a case, there won't even be a din of akrushi mitzvah. But later we'll see in the sugya it's not so poshut. Abu misvare chitzayne, he wants to mention such a svare, that the third ner from the second ner passed a krushi mitzvah because the mitzvah of the second ner is not bishleimis till you have the third ner. Agavuchet has brought down in Shulchan Aruch a very interesting din. The Rosh was asked a shaila. This is brought down in Yeredeya. The Rosh was asked a shaila if a sofer went and wrote an ois, and the ink is still, the ink over the ois did not dry up. And he has to be goylul the sefer Torah now. And in order to be goylul the sefer Torah, he has to draw out from this ois some of the ink, in order that the ink should dry, should be able to be goylul the sefer Torah. Is there a shaila of a krushi mitzvah over here? But he's lessening the ink which was on the ice before there was, let's say, a tenth of an inch of thickness of the ink. There was a tenth of an inch thick, and now by extracting the wet ink, it'll only be, let's say, a 20th of an inch thick. If there's such an inyan of a krushi mitzvah. And the Rosh Paskind here, there's no inyan of a krushi mitzvah. The Nekudas HaKesef explains that the reason is because the os is completed when it gets attached to the klav. The yisrain hadyoi, the extra ink, is not bechlal achelik of the mitzvah, so there's no din of a krushi mitzvah. Well, kaponim, here we have a shaila. What is the Tam of Rav? Is the Tam of Rav als busy mitzvah? And if that is the Tam of Rav, so it is only also, if there'll be an intermediary, you'll be madlik, the second there through a match. Or is the Tam als akrushi mitzvah? So if it is als akrushi mitzvah, so afilu, you'll be madlik one there from another there, it'll also be also. Mosiv Rav Ivya. So Rav Ivya asked a shayla. Sela shell, the going is moichik the sela. Meiser sheini, we're talking about mois meiser sheini, yedindrin shall meiser sheini. Ein shoiklin kinegdoi dindrei zov, vafilu lechalil olov meiser sheini acher. The halacha is, if a person has meiser sheini, and it's difficult for him to bring all the Maisa Sheini has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So the Pasuk says, V'chiyichak mimcha amokeim, and he can't schlep all the tvuah. So he takes money which is equivalent, he takes matbeis, coins, which is equivalent to the tvuah of Maisa Sheini that he possesses, and he's mechalo the Kedushas Maisa Sheini on these coins. There's a process of chilul ma'aser sheni that the kedusha of the ma'aser sheni goes on these coins, and then he brings these coins into Yerushalayim and he buys food with these coins, and this food has kedushas ma'aser sheni. So now, if a person had coins of ma'aser sheni, and these coins were accurate coins, we have to understand, bizman chazal, a coin was dependent on how much silver content it had. That was a coin. The coin was not the way the coins are nowadays. Nowadays, Be'etzim, the coins are not gufay momen. The coin doesn't have any value whatsoever. But the coins, Bizman Chazal, is their value, the true value was with the silver content that they had. So they used to weigh the coins to see if it has the exact weight. Now, if a person was machalo meiser sheini on dinrim, there were dinrim that he was machalo meiser sheini on these dinrim. Now he has other coins, and he wants to use these other coins to be machalo different meiser sheini on these other coins. But before he wants to use these other coins, he wants to see if they have the correct weight, correct silver content, that he could use them for chilul ma'aser sheni. So he puts both coins in a scale. That means he puts the good coins on one side, and with these good coins he'll be able to find out if the new coins have the exact same weight that the old coins have. So the Mishnah says ma'aser sheni ein shoyklin kinegdai din reizov. One is not permitted to use moi shel meiser sheni. Moi shel meiser sheni has a kedusha. He cannot use this as a weight in order to find out if these din reizov, which he has an intent eventually to be mechalo meiser sheni on them, he can't use these coins as a weight, as a ruler, to find out if these new coins have the correct weight. Meiser sheni ein shoyklin kinegdoi din reizov, vafilu lechalol olav meiser sheni achi. Even though if his whole intent is that he wants eventually to use these din reizov to be mechalol different meiser sheni, afal pikein, he is not permitted to derive benefit from the meiser sheni coins in such a way, because it's a bizoyen of meiser sheni. Let us see Rashi. Meiser sheni, dinrim shechilel aleihem meiser sheni. He was mechalo meiser sheni on these dinrim. That means the tour became chulin, and these dinrim received kedushas meiser sheni. Ein shoyklin kenegdon dinrim shel chulim. So he's not permitted to weigh against these coins dinrim shel chulim. Lira is to find out shayushleimim that these new coins are guns, that they're not missing anything. So the Gemara asks as follows: I amrit bishleime ki pligi ravishmuel miner lener. If you'll say that the whole machloikis of ravishmuel is only miner lener, if you are permitted to be madlik one ner from the other ner, and there the shail is, are you chayish for a krushi mitzvah, are you not chayish for a krushi mitzvah? Avo bekinse osar shmuel. But if he takes a match, and he kindles a match from a ner mitzvah, and he wants to use this match to be madlik a second ner mitzvah, but since bishas he's kindling the match, there is no mitzvah yet that has been done, so then everyone holds that's called a busy mitzvah. Avo bekinza osa shmuel. So memeile ho loitevi tiyufte. So then we won't have a kasha from this Mishnah. He says, this Mishnah is similar to a match. I'm using now holy coins. I'm using coins of Meiser Sheni. That with these coins, I want to check out, I want to find out if the new coins have the correct weight. So lechayre, I'm using moi shel meiser sheni for a tashmish shel choil. The vial, I'm just finding out about coins which are the vial chulendike coins. And my intent is eventually to be mechalo meiser sheni on these coins. So this is mamish similar to when one kindles a match from a ner shel mitzvah. So it's mamish the same thing. I'm lighting a match shel choil. With this match, I want to be madli kaner shel mitzvah. Basher u'sham, it is a match that is choil. So if you'll say that Shmuel is also moide, that one is not permitted to be madlik with a match, so memeila, so then we'll understand this Mishnah. So one is not permitted to be shoykel mois meiser sheni, keneged, Mois chulin, Because it's mamish the same thing. Oh, loit evit yufte. So then there won't be any kasha on Shmuel. Elei amrit bekinson namishori. But if you say Shmuel holds, that this is not considered a busy mitzvah. Since my intent is that from this hadlake, there should eventually come out a hadlake from a nail mitzvah. So memele, this shikul is also with an intent that it should come out a chilul maiser sheini and these new coins. Eliyamet bekinso nami shori. Hotievit yufte. So bezoi we have akasha and Shmuel from this Mishnah. Amarabe, gzeire, sheme lo yechavein, mishkoloisov, vekomapik lulachul. So Rabbe said, no. Could be according to Shmuel, akinses also muta. Why isn't this similar to akinses? So Rabbe says, einachanami, if I could be 100% sure that he would use these coins for chilomaisa, so mail he'd be permitted to do it. But we're afraid, maybe these coins will not have the correct weight. Maybe they'll weigh a little less or weigh a little more. So, and because of this, he'll decide not to use them for chilul ma'aser sheni. So, b'meila, so it comes out, he was weighing coin shel choil, k'neged coin shel kodesh, coin shel ma'aser sheni, and l'ma'aser, no dvar mitzvah came out of this. It was only a shimush al chayl. So since there is such a possibility, and this is zicher a bizui mitzvah, so memele, so that's why they also, they said, ein shoiklin maiser sheini, ein shoiklin kenegdoi, din reizov, vafilu his intent is lechalul all of maiser sheini, v'al kaponim, maybe, even though he wants to do it now, but since there's a possibility, he won't end up being mechalul on these new coins, maiser sheini, so therefore they ask it to be shoikul keneged coins of maiser sheini. Let us see Rashi. If you'll say the only machloikis between Rav and Shmuel is miner l'ner mamish, if one is being mamish madlik one ner from another ner, the loibekisim, there's no match in between. Ubehohu dishori Shmuel, and here Shmuel was meikol the loichayish lakrushi. This svara of Akrushi, it's nire, it seems like he's makrish the ner mitzvah, that Shmuel doesn't hold. Avol bekinse, but to take a match, the bizuihu, that is zicher abizoyin, moide, then Shmuel's also moide that this is also. So if that would be the case, olav havit yufte, so then there's no kasha. Bahanach dinrim dechulim, loigu faye mitzvah, these dindrim now, when he's weighing these new dindrim, basheru sham, these dindrim are chulim. They're not dindrim shel mitzvah. Va'aval gav dele mitzvah kaboilu, even though eventually, the whole reason he's weighing it, because he wants eventually to use these dindrim for chilo meiser. Va'aval gav dele mitzvah kaboilu lekinsidabi. So it's not better than a match. And if you'll say that a match is also according to Shmuel, so that's why this is also also. Eloi amrit bekinson nami shori Shmuel. But if you'll tell me that Shmuel holds that a match is also muta, ho yul vitzoirech mitzvah, it is not called a busy mitzvah, because I'm doing this litzoirech mitzvah, ho habit yufte. So then this is a kasha and Shmuel. Because here it says, the osa lishkoil, one is not permitted to weigh these coins shel choil, v'avol gav de tzayrich mitzvah, you know it is a tzayrich mitzvah. So Shmuel answered, no. If I would be 100% sure that it will be used with tzayrich mitzvah, there's no issa. But there were guys that maybe lo yechaven mishkolo issa. Shema, maybe they will not weigh the same amount as the coins of Maiser Sheni. Maybe he won't find that these are good coins. Or yimtzeim yisayrim, or maybe they have their better coins. V'yochis aleihem. Why they have to use such good coins for Maiser Sheni? I'll use them for myself. V'lo yichalel ha'Maiser aleihem. V'nimtza shebizo ha-maiso sheloi letzoyrech. So then it comes out that he was mevaze maiso sheloi letzoyrech. So that is why the Mishnah asked it. The Mishnah asked to use coins of maiso sheini as a weight, because there's a possibility it won't end up letzoyrech mitzvah. U'mapik lulechulem, kloima yinichem v'chuleihem, they'll remain chulim. So it comes out, that's called a bizui mitzvah. He was using coins shel maiser sheini. He was using coins of maiser sheini for a tashmi shel choyl, and that is considered a bizui mitzvah, and that is also a filu according to Shmuel. The achrayim ask a kasha that, let us just remind ourselves, we learned that Rabbi Yehuda Marav said that one is not permitted to count money kineged ner Chanukah, because it's a busy mitzvah, v'shofach v'kiseh, it's a busy mitzvah. And Shmuel said, v'chiner kedusha yesh bo. Shmuel held, what's wrong with counting money in front of a ner Chanukah? The ner doesn't have any kedusha, it is not like the menorah. So therefore one is permitted to be nene from the oir of Ner Chanukah for a tashmi shel chayl. That was the machloikis we learned in Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. So the Sfasemis and the Chodesh Aviv ask, so let's forget about our Shmuel over here. Let's go to the Shmuel before. Shmuel held before that it is even permitted. Lahar tzois mois keneged Ner Chanukah, and he's using the Ner Chanukah for a tashmi shel chayl. Here it says one is not permitted to use Maiser Sheini for a Tashmi Shel Chayl. We see the Gemara was Madame Maiser Sheini to Ner Chanukah. That the Chodesh Aviv asks and the Sfas Emes asks. The Sfas Emes has a very interesting teretz. The Sfas Emes says as follows. He says, we see the Gemara was Madame. The Gemara was medame meiser sheini to ner Chanukah. What is taka the dimyan? Shmuel said v'chi ner kedusha yesh bo. Does the ner have kedusha? Shmuel said such a thing. So what's the Gemara's kasha for meiser sheini? Meiser sheini does have a kedusha. So the Sfas Emes says as follows. That is zicher. Every mitzvah has a kedusha. When we do a mitzvah, we say, asher kedushanu b'mitzvaysof. So there's kedushas ha-mitzvah. So he says, what is the mitzvah of hadlokas ner Chanukah? So he says, the maisa ha-mitzvah is kindling the eish. That is the maisa ha-mitzvah. Shekishanu b'mitzvaysof, mitzvah lahadlik ner Chanukah. So the Maisa HaMitzvah is the Hadlokas HaEish. That means that's what I kindle, the fire, that is the Maisa HaMitzvah. So he says, the Eish alone, the flame Zichah has Kedusha. Kedusha's HaMitzvah. That's no Shaila about it. To use the flame, that's Pshat, then Take, then Pas Bizi Mitzvah, you're Mevaz, this has Kedushas HaMitzvah, you're gonna tind on a cigarette from a Chanukah, that's Zicha Bizi Mitzvah, no Shail about it. Shmuel also held that is also to use the flame. The Shail over here is when I'm counting the money, I'm not using the flame, I'm using the illumination that the flame gives out, but I'm not using the flame. So Shmuel said as follows, V'chi ner. Ner does not mean the flame. Ner means the whole thing, the oil and the wick and the whole thing. V'chi ner kedusha yesh boy. That means the menorah, that means that the shemen and the psila, that had a kedusha, so one is not allowed to derive benefit from the illumination that the menorah gave out. He said, V'chi ner kedusha yesh boy. Does the ner have kedusha? The ner doesn't have any kedusha. And the flame, I'm not using the flame. I'm using the illumination. The illumination does not come out from a Dover Kodesh. What has the kedusha? The Maisa HaMitzvah has the kedusha. The Maisa HaMitzvah is the eish that is burning. the fire that I kindle, that has Kedushas HaMitzvah. And that is Zichat Din of Bizui Mitzvah. And the same thing, what the Pasuk says, V'shavach V'kiso, that one should not cover the dam with his foot, because the covering is the Maisa HaMitzvah. One is not allowed to be Mevaza Maisa HaMitzvah. That's called you being mevaza the Maisa HaMitzvah. Deriving benefit from the flame is also considered being mevaza the Maisa HaMitzvah. That's the flame. So the Gemara before was not speaking about the flame. The Gemara before was speaking about the illumination that the flame gave out. And that Shmuel said, V'chiner Kedusha Yeshboi. That is for a Shmuel. But here when we are speaking about to kindle a Ner Shel Choyl, here we are speaking about to kindle a ner shel choyl from a ner Chanukah. So if it would only be expressly for a tashmi shel choyl, afil according to Shmuel, it's also. Because that's called your mevazeh, the Kedushas HaMitzvah. The Kedushas HaMitzvah lies in the flame. So you zicha mevazeh the Kedushas HaMitzvah, the zicha ataine. The pilpul of the Gemara was, is it permissible to be madlik a kinsa, a match, which the purpose of kindling the match is to create a new ner shel mitzvah. Is this called a busy mitzvah? Is this not called a busy mitzvah? So this is mamish similar to be shoykel mois meiser shayni keneged dinrim shel chulim. I'm using the mois and have kedushas meiser shayni. I'm using it for a double shel choyl, which eventually will become a double kodesh. So that's mamish the case of Shmuel. So Shmuel answered, no, here there's a gzeire. Here there's a gzeire, it might eventually not end up becoming moy shel kedusha, and it is a tashmi shel choyl. A tashmi shel choyl, from a chevtze shel mitzvah, zicher osa, afil according to Shmuel. Mosiv Rav Sheishes, Rav Sheishes Esta Kashan Rav. It says in the Pasuk, Bichutz Leporeiches Ha'edes, Yarech Oisoi, that Aaron, the Kohen, was Madlik the Menoire, Bichutz Leporeiches Ha'edes. That's how he was Madlik the Ner. So the Gemara asks, V'chi la'oira hu tzorich? Does he really need, does the Rabbeinu Shel Olam need the oir of the menorah? The Chodesh Aviv is mevayer that the havamin of the Gemara was that the pasuk means paroiches ha'edes, the pasuk is mentioning edes michutz l'paroiches. That's enough. You should be madlik the menorah outside of the paroiches and the heichel. Ha'edus means bavur hashchine hashayra al ha'edus. That's how the Gemara learned. That's why the michutz l'paroiches bavur hashchine hashayra al ha'edus. The shchine was shayra and the luchais and the oren is yarech ha'isai. He should be marech the Oil Moed, that's what it says in the Pasuk. He should be Marech the Neiris and the Oil Moed. So if we'll say that Ha'edis means Bavur Hashchina Hashoir Al Ha'edis, so the Gemara asks, V'chi La'oira Hu Tzorich, does the Rabbeinu Shalom need our oil? V'loi kol arboim shana shahochu b'nei Yisrael ba'midbo, loi hochu elo la'oiroi. All 40 years that the Yidden went in the Midbar, Leihochu Ela La'oiroi. That Kleisol went in the oir of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So the Rabbeinu Shalom Zicha does not need our oir. Ela Eidesu Leboi Oilam, Shashchine Sheire B'Yisrael. So the Torah Tmimi says, Ha'edes Yarech Ba'oil Moyed. That means that what Aaron is madlik in the oil moyed, Edis does not go on leparoiches, it goes later. That what Aaron is marich in the oil moyed in the heichol, that is a Edis leboy oilam, shashchine shoyre b'Yisrael. that the Shechina is Shoyre b'maisa yedeim shal Yisrael, that Yidin can do a pu'ule, and we can see the ness that occurred through this hadlok. My Edis, what is the Edis? What was the world able to witness from the hadlokas hamenorah? Omar Rav Zuner Marovi. The Edis that the world was able to see, Shashchine Shoyre b'Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael is able to do into create in Yonim l'mayla min ha-teva, that was visible, that was seen through the Ner Marovi. What was the Nes? Shenoisein bo shemen kemides chaveroi seho. The same amount of oil that was put in all the other neiris was put in the Ner Marovi. Umimeno hoyo madlik ubo hoyo mesayim. We'll see a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos exactly what this means. But anegei alono, so there was a nes. That means this was the first one, he was madlik, the Ner Marovi, and it burnt the latest, and there was the same amount of oil. So memele, one could see the nes, and the nes was Eidos Shashchina Shoyre b'Yisrael. About Al Koponim, we'll see Klor and Rashi and Tosfos exactly what the nes was. But Hanegei Alono, the Gemara asks a different kash. It says, Umimena Hoya Madlik. Umimena Hoya Madlik means that the Koyen was Madlik, the other Neirois, from the Neir Marovi. So the Gemara asks Akash, Kivin de kvi neirois. The neirois of the menoire were not portable. They were attached to the menoire. And all the other six neirois, they were madlik from the neir marovi. So loisagi de loi mishkel vadluki. So how can one be madlik from the neir marovi? All other six neiris, so Mestami took a match. Loi mishkul vadluki. Is kashi beila mandiyoma mishum bizi mitzvah. Sai, according to the mandiyoma, that said that it is also als bizi mitzvah to take a kintze. U beila mandiyoma mishum akrushi mitzvah. So tichar also to take a match, you makrish the mitzvah. Al kaponim a match, zichar also. And the only way it was able to ignite the other six neiras was only through a match. If you had to take the eish from the Ner Marovi, so you see a match is mutter. So it's a kash and rav. Tilgemo rav pope bepsilois aruchois. The wicks of the neiras were very long. So memele, even so, the furthest neir, they had a very long wick, so part of the wick was in the Ner, and part of the wick was extended to the Ner Marovi, and they kindled that Ner by putting it next to the Ner Marovi. So there was no intermediary, there was no matches that were used, there was no kinse, so there's no busy mitzvah. So memele, ois kasha. Tilgime Rav Pope bepsilois aruchois. So Rav Pope said, that there were long wicks, so memele it was unnecessary to use a match, so there was no busy mitzvah involved. Frekte gemore, soif. Okay, good. Aber leman diyoma mishum akrushi mitzvah. But if you will say that there's an inyan of akrushi mitzvah, the second lashon of the Gemara wanted to say, according to Rav, there's an inyan of akrushi mitzvah, ein madlikin shraga mishraga, fill one ner from another ner is also, because of akrushi mitzvah. So I bezoi, so fill their long wicks, but there's still akrushi mitzvah. So how are you permitted to do this? So elmanya mishab akrushi mitzvah kashe, so the Gemara says, kashe, is takeshver. So the Gemara, L'chayre, slugs up that Rav, if Rav asked Mishrage L'shrage, he asked al Akrushe Mitzvah, we see from over here there's no such inyan of Akrushe Mitzvah. So from the Gemara's Kashe, The Beis Halevi asks Akashan what he had said before. Before he had said that L'chayre, if a person would be madlik, the ner shlishi from the ner sheni. So since the ner sheni is not the mitzvah is not niskayim with the ner sheni without the ner shlishi, so then he held misvore, it's not shy to say, I'm makrish the mitzvah. Faker, through this adloke, you become a mitzvah shleime. Without this adloke, the second there is nothing. There's no hiddur mitzvah whatsoever. So he had wanted to say a svore that there's no din of a krushe mitzvah if one will be madlik the third ner from the second ner. So tainet the Beis Halevi, I would say, what is the Gemara's kasha? By the menoire, the halacha is that the shivas haneiris kol echod ma'akiv zeh. You're not yoitze the mitzvah of the menoire, kol man the seven neiris aren't burning. So memele, so if we will say this svara, that if one neir is dependent on the other, so by being madlik the second neir from the first neir, that is not considered a krushi mitzvah fakert, I mashbiach the mitzvah. Through me, there's a mitzvah through you. Without me, you're worthless. So there's no svar of a krushi mitzvah. So memela, what is the Gemara's kasha? Here also the neiris ama'akev zuazu. That ha'ore the Beis Halevi asks. Now it would seem that there's still a svar of a krushi mitzvah, even though the neiris ama'akev zuazu. Let us see Rashi. Ner marovi, that the ness was that the ner marovi mimenu hoya madlik. So what is considered, which ner is called the ner marovi, the ner that was facing Mayrev? So Rashi says as follows, Lamandi omar b'menoches, there's a machloikis, how the menoire was facing. If the menoire was going from Mizrach to Mayrev, that means when one entered the Beis HaMikdash, one entered by Mizrach, and the menoire was going from Mizrach to Mayrev, that means that the neiris were going, started by Mizrach, and they went to Mayrev, they're going in this direction, and there were seven neiris. So if you hold the menoire was going from Mizrach to Mayrev, Munochim Seider HaKonim, the branches of the menoire were going from Mizrach to Mayrev, so which is considered Marovi, Kori Marovi Ner Sheni. The second Ner is considered the Ner Marovi. Shebitzad Achitzin, which is next to the outside Ner, Shehu B'Mizrach. So the first Ner that you were facing, that is not called the Ner Marovi, because that is the Ner that's Lifnei Hashem, Vaisus is the Ner that's not Lifnei Hashem, that's not a Ner Marovi. So the first Ner is Icha not called the Ner Marovi. The second Ner, and from the second Ner and further, each one could be considered the Ner Marovi. So Lalocha we pask, and we'll see why in a minute, that the second Ner has the din of a Ner Marovi. Shehu b'Mizrach. Uleman diyomar sofen v'dorim munochim. If you hold that the menoire went from Tzofen to Dorim, so that means L'chayre, there was not one Ner that was closer to Mayrev than the other Ner. They all were in one straight line going from Tzofen to Dorim. So Rashi says, Emtsoi Kori Marovi. So the middle Ner, that was called the Ner Marovi. Why? Al Shein Shoyopiv Kineged Mayrev. That means there was an indentation in the Ner, that the wick was placed on that indentation, and it should be facing a certain direction. So the Ner HaEmtzoi, the indentation, was facing towards Mayrev. The Chol Shar HaNeiris, the other six Neiris, Klapi HaEmtzois, the three on each side were facing the middle Ner. The Chsiv El Mul Pnei HaMenoira, towards the Pnei HaMenoire, which is the Pnei HaMenoire, Da'ainu Emtsoi, Yo'iru Shivas HaNeiris, Shel Tzofoin, the Neirois on the north side, Ho'yopoinis Ledorim, they were facing the south, so they were facing towards the Neir HaMtsoi, Shebedorim, Poinis Letzofoin. Neiris, what is the exact translation of Neiris? Shel Zov, Shenaisnum Lesoich Hashem in the Psila. That was the utensil that held the wick and the oil. Now, in the Ner Ma'arovi, the amount of Shemin that was put in was Kemidis Chaveroisel. The same amount of oil that was put in into the other six Neiris was put into the Ner Ma'arovi. How much was this? Chatzi Luk. It was a half of a luk. If you want to know a cheshbin, whatever we hold a revius haluk is for Kiddush and Leil Shabbos, 3.2 ounces, 5 ounces. So a chatzi luk is double the amount. So it'll be 10 ounces. Chatzi luk shiro bo lelele tkufes tevis agdoilim. So the Chazal were meshaya that in the longest nights, it is sufficient for a chatzi luk shemen to burn the whole night. It says me'erev ad boker. V'im yidolek b'yoyim b'leilois haktzorim. So if I'm always putting in a chatzi luk, so in the winter nights it'll burn the whole night. In the summer nights it'll burn part of the day. Yidolek, so let it burn. That's no chesol. But avul pochais loy. The Torah says you have to put kiseder in the menorah, an amount of oil that will be always be able to burn me'erev ad boker. So that means it's be sufficient oil even for leile teves. Umimena haya madlik. So Rashi says, they were madlik haneirois beina abayim ubo hoya misayim, and so it comes out. We'll see in a minute. Umimena hoya madlik haneirois beina abayim. So if they were madlik the shisha neirois from the ner maravi, so it seems that the ner maravi was kindled first, because they were madlik the other neires from the Ner Ma'arovi. Ubo hoya masayim, and when they finished cleaning out the neires, hatoves haneires shedola kol hayoyim. So when they the last ner to clean out was the Ner Ma'arovi. Hatoves haneires, the last ner to clean out was the Ner Ma'arovi. Why was this the last ner? Shedola kol hayoyim, because the ner maravi was burning the whole day. Ve'einay mitivoy, he only cleaned it out at ha'eret. When it became night, he cleaned out the ner maravi. And we'll see what happened then. A tzachnist oiske didn't get extinguished then either. We'll see later. I shall explain later what happened. So the Bereis is telling us the Meir Dikines. This was, You were madlik the Ner Ma'arovi before all the other Neiros, and there was enough oil for the complete night, and it burnt kemat till the next night, and that was the last one that they were made if they cleaned out that Ner by the end, because it was burning a whole day. So the only were made if this Ner at the end of the day. And this mission holds the Mizrach Umair of Minochim, that the Menorah was going from the east towards the west. Vahi Tanya Le'el Minei, the Tereskainim, it says, Lahalois Ner Tomit, Shetehei Ner Ma'arovi Tomit. The Ner Ma'arovi should always be burning. Shemimenu Yehei Masel, the other Neiris, or shememenu yehei maschul, you should be madlik the ner maravi first, ubo yehei misayim, and you should end cleaning. This should be the last ner that you should clean. Umid like siv lahalois, it says lahalois ner tomid. It doesn't mid like siv lahalois neirois, shmamino hukva ner echo. There's one ner that's tomid. La haschel boy bechol yoy. Vezehu la halois ner tomid. You should be madlik first the ner tomid, the ner that burns the whole day. Vezeh ner maravi, hasheni shel mizrach, that is after That's the second ner after the first ner that is in the Mizrach. V'och isnan, nichnas u'motza neiris mizrachiyim delkeis. He came in the morning, and he saw that the neiris mizrachim were delkeis, midashin ha-mizrachi. The Ritva learns pshat that if the first ner mizrachi had burnt out already, so you clean it, and you madlik it also in order that the second nail should be considered a nail marovi, because if the first nail was eiskeloshen, so this is not considered a nail marovi, this is the first nail that is still burning facing Mizrach. So the Ritva learns pshat in this mission as follows, that mendashin ha-mizrachi, if it burnt it out, you clean it out, you put in new shemen, in order that the second one should be called nail marovi. Al kaponim, it says medashin ha-mizrachi. You clean out the ner ha-mizrachi. U'meiniach es ha-marovi doilek, and you leave the marovi should be burning. Shemimenu madlik es ha-mneira bein ha-bayim, because you're going to be madlik all the other neiris from this ner marovi. Matzoi shekov. What happens if he found that the ner marovi became extinguished? Kigoyin, how is that possible? Mishemei Shimon HaTzadik. When Shimon HaTzadik was nistalek, so then Klal Yisrael was not zoiche to this net. Is then the halacha is, but we have to have lahalif ner tomit, madlikei mimizbeach ha'ila. So then you're madlik, in the morning, you're madlik the second ner from the mizbeach ha'ila. V'nira ba'einai. The Omer Rabbonon Kviyusa B'ner Sheini, how did the Rabbonon know that the second Ner should be the Ner Marovi? Mishum De'ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. Because one should not pass by something if he has a possibility to do a mitzvah with this Ner, so he should do it with this Ner. V'chi Ayil Be'heiche, B'kama Poge B'reishe. As soon as he walks into the Heichel, so the first Ner he sees, that the first Ner, that's the Ner Mizrachi. Obey loymotzi laschule. He can't start with his first ner. D'chsiv yarach oislof ne Hashem. You have to be madlik the ner that is towards Ma'ariv. That's with ne Hashem. So tzor shehei echot chutzloy. So it seems there's a ner that's not with ne Hashem. The one that's with ne Hashem, you should be madlik. Ma'ariv is one that's not considered with ne Hashem. That is the outer one. The loy like rinu be with ne Hashem. V'achem rinu be menoches. Tachsiv v'ner marovi lifnei Hashem, michlal, the kulu that all neiris love lifnei Hashem, there are only certain neiris that are lifnei Hashem. Not all of the neiris are lifnei Hashem. So kochach, there has to be one that is not lifnei Hashem. So that is the outside one. Ubo hoyo misayim ha'atove. And with this ner, he was Messiah Atov. So he explains as follows. Lefi shashar ho yemeitiv shachis. The other neires, since they became extinguished in the morning, they burnt the whole night, so all the other neires, he cleaned them out in the morning. Vizu meitiv bein ha'abayim. This was still burning, when it became evening already. This was still burning. So what did he do? V'oicheis ha'yishona b'yodai. So he went and took out the burning wick. Neither he held the wick itself in his hand. Oy menicha b'kli. Or he takes out the wick and he puts it in a keli. Ad shenoisein l'soich marovis. Shemen upsila. That means, so he took out the old burning wick that was still burning by the night already, and he cleaned out the ner marovi, achenoisen l'soich ha-shemen upsila, u'madliko, and he's madlik this ner marovi, the new ner marovi, from the old wick. He's madlik it from the old wick that is still burning. U'madlik mimeno es hashar. Now, after this new wick is burning, so now the other six neiros, he is madlik from this new wick. So that is pshat, that's how Rashi learns pshat. Rashi learns pshat that Mimeno hoya madlik, all the other neirois he kindled from the ner maravi. That means, we had a girsi for mimeno hoya maschil, or he started, he first kindled the ner maravi from the old wick. Ubo hoya misaim. So the it's telling us the gevaldike nes, this was the first one that got kindled. And this was the last one that got ice galoshin, even though there was the exact same amount of oil in this nair that there were in all the other nairs. So that was the nes shashchina shayre b'Yisrael. V'hod amrinim b'sei the yume. The Gemara says in yume, ha-tovas hei nairis, koidnum la-tovas beiz nairis. It would seem, this we say in Abayim, is how to say the maroche. First they cleaned out five nairs. And then they cleaned out two neiris. Mashme, and it would seem from over there, kulu havem meitiv shachis, that they used to clean all seven neiris shachis. V'yalef lo mikroi, and the Gemara learns out from a posik, that there's such a seder, a first cleaning out five, and then cleaning out two, and this was all done in the morning. So l'cheire rashi is amiridike kashe, we're saying over here, in the morning there were only meitiv six neiris. The ner amaroviv ubo hoyom esayim. This was cleaned out safe hayoyim. So Rashi answers, haynu b'shloi hoyah hanes miskayim. When there wasn't a nes, after Shimon HaTzadik, so memele b'hoyom moitzay shekava. So then they would come in the morning into the eichel and they would see all seven neiris were extinguished. Fine. So that's pshat in the Gemara. But now Rashi has a kasha. The Gemara is speaking about after Shimon HaTzadik. But we learn this out from a posik. The posik is also speaking about after Shimon HaTzadik. So Rashi says, D'loi samach kro anise. The posik that gives us halach is, the Torah is not samach ananes. The Torah tells us how the Seder should be without nise. D'loi samach kro anise. But the whole man show you Israel chavivin, hoya doyle kol hayoyim. But there was another seder. When Klal Yisrael was chaviv, ne'er kodesh boch, then it like it burnt the whole day. Then there was eidos, l'kol boy oylo. So now let us get back to the Gemara's kashim. Oh, he keep in the kvi, neiris bim neiro, since the neiris were kavu and the menoir. Bloy hoya yochel l'natek ne'er marovi min am neir l'adlik boy acherim. It was impossible to take out the ner maravi from the menoire, to be mad like the others. So al koch hodik toni mimeno hoya madlik. That they were mad like the sheishas haneiris from the ner maravi. Loisagi, the lav mishkol kinse. This was impossible to be done unless they took a match. Vad luki le kinse, and they kindled the match mi ner maravi. About who kins a madlik es ashar? So lochayr es dach shveretz a bizui mitzvah. So the Gemara answer is speaking about bepsilois aruchais. There were long wicks. Kol apsilois yoitzais chutz le neireis sayim. The wicks extended out of the neireis. Achimegiyas ulazu. To one extended to the other. U madlik mimena asmuchalo. Vashar zu mizu. So Rashi says that be'emesin, the one that was close to the Ner Maravi, they were madlik that one from the Ner Maravi, and Lemaisa, those that were further away, didn't have such long wicks. So those that were further away, they were madlik zu mizu. Madlik mimeno means that the closest one al kaponim, they were madlik from the Ner Maravi, and all others came from that close one. So it's considered madlik mimeno. So the Mare Saitsev Lamandiyoma, the Mandioma that says that it's also also a krushi mitzvah, though the day mishraga l'shraga also, so I bezoi is doch shver, so the Gemara says it's tak is shver, kash. Let us see Taisvis. The Gemara had asked v'chila oira hu tzorek, did the Rabbi Nishlam need the oir? Did the Rabbi Nishlam need the oir that the Kain was madlik the menoire? V'aloi kol oisom mem shone, all 40 years, the Rabbi Nishlam was supplying the oil. Taimo. So Tais Eska Kashi, am I knock up Mem Shon? Why does he mention, like, the Gemara is asking the Kashi, because we see 40 years the Rabbi Nishlam supplied oil.
La'aylam kolaylam kulay la'ayre shal mokem oilchem. So Taisis says the Rabbi Yishlam is applying oil forever. So what's the kasha only in these 40? We see in these 40 years he gave oil. So therefore you can't say that he needed the oil in these 40 years. The kasha is the Rabbi Yishlam gives kasei the oil. So Taisis is going to say a teretz. But the Chodesh Aviv says a gishmak a teretz on Taisis kasha. The Chodesh Aviv says as follows. When were they madlik the menorah? The menorah they were madlik at night. So the male person could think the Rabbein Yishlam made the bria that there's illumination by day and there's darkness by night. So they were madlik the menorah at night to illuminate the darkness. That's pshat. So yes, in your kasha. What's the kasha? We're speaking about two different zmanim. The Rabbein Yishlam illuminates the world by day, but he needs the oira by night. So the Gemara says no. Because the 40 years the Yidin won the Midbar, the Amud HaEsh was Meir Balayla. So you saw that the Rabbein Yishlam brought illumination at night also. So Memela, why did he need the Eir HaMenoir? That's what the Gemara Chapton, and the Memshone. Because we're speaking about a Zman when there is no Eir. But in these Memshone there was Eir even at night. So Memela, so that's the Gemara's Kash. That's what the Chodesh Ovi wants to find for Taisvah's Kash. V'yesh mefoshim, but Taisus holds it's a psakashin. Taisus wants to say a nupshat in the Gemara. V'yesh mefoshim v'chi arim. We're not going on the Rabbein Yishlam. V'chi arim shayenichnes lefnim. Arim that went into the Mishkan. La'oira ha'yatzorich. Did arim need this for himself? V'aloi mem shono yemeilem amud onam b'chol amekaymais. There was no such musig as darkness for Klal Yisrael. Kedemrine bebreise de Mamleches HaMishkin, hoya mistakel betfiach, he used to look in a pitcher, v'yedeye ma besoichoy. Bechavis, he looked in a barrel, v'yedeye ma besoichoy. There was no such thing that means that Klal Yisrael were able to see, even though without, they were able to see, without the help of sunlight, even something was completely closed, they were able to see what is inside of it. So Memele, so you can say that Aaron needed this oil for the Mishkan. Because now, since the Mishkan did not have windows, did not have a skylight, so you'll say Aaron needed it. In the 40 years that the Yidin won the Midbar, there was no necessity for any illumination whatsoever. So Memele, so we're not going on the Rabbein Yishlam. We're going on Aaron HaKoyin. So I would think maybe Aaron was a dark Mishkan. So the Gemara says, no, it wasn't a dark Mishkan, because all the 40 years, wherever they were, there was an illumination, they were able to see even Teich HaChovis and Teich HaTfiyah. It is going on the Kehanim. The Gora Sosom, it says in Teiras Koyinim, v'chitzrichim l'ner, do they need an ner? V'lei kol oisim em shom l'ei hutzlechu l'ner, they didn't need an ner. Shenema ki'anan Hashem ala mishkan. So we see it's not going on the Rabbein Yishlam, it's going on the Kahanim. So memelu, the Kahanim, there's a havamina the Kahanim would need an ner, because in the Mishkan alone there was no ner. So the Gemara says that's not true. That they had the honor, ki'anan Hashem ala mishkan, so there's no necessity for an ner. That this pshat is wrong, it's going on the Rabbein Yishlam. The Maisel lo gabihod amar Rabbeleza, loy la achila ani tzorich, loy la oila ani tzorich. The Rabbein Yishlam says, I don't need achila, I don't need your oil. The common ami hosam, and this memory, la pareches eides, eides ul choboi oilam, shashchina shayra bi Yisrael, vim toimer la oila ani tzorich, loy kol oisan arboim shana. So the Gemara Menachis, it would seem that the Gemara that is going on the Shechina, so Taisus doesn't have this kasha. The Taisus doesn't have this teretz to the kasha. Taisus blives by a kasha according to this pshat. Ubo hoya misai. Perish bekunteris, ubo hoya misayim ahatove. He ended, he cleaned out this nair, this was the last cleaning out of the nairis that was done. Shashar hoya meitiv shachis. All the other six nairis, since they burnt out in the morning already, so they were cleaned out in the morning. But this was burning a whole day. So this nair was cleaned out Beina Abayim. And Beina Abayim, it also was still burning. V'oich is ayishon abiyodoi. So he held the old wick in his hand. Oy menicha bekeli, put it in a keli. Achen oyisein lesoich marovi shemen upsila. Till he put into the nair marovi shemen upsila. Umadliko. And then he was madlik the nair marovi. Madlik Hashar Mimeno. And then it was Madlik from the Ne'er Maravi, the other Ne'er. That's Rashi's Pshat. The Koshel Rivo. So the Rivo asks, She'im Efshar. If it, She'im Hoya Efshar. If it was possible, Lahadlik Mina Yeshona. It was possible to be Madlik from the old wick. Rashi says they took out the old wick. They were holding the old wick, and it was still burning. And in the meantime, they cleaned out the nair. They added new shaman, a new wick. And then they were madlik this new wick from the old wick. And this was all possible, Rashi says. So the Rivo asks, Shimo ye efshet la hadlik min ha-yishone. In Cain, gamashar yadlik mimeno. So just like you could be madlik, the chadoshe from the yishone, so you'll be madlik the other neiris also from the Yishonah. Umay polich l'rav. So what is the Gemara's kashan rav? We can learn pshat. Mimeno hoya madlik. They were madlik all the neiris from the Ne'er Marovi. What is pshat the Ne'er Marovi? Not the new Ne'er Marovi. The new Ne'er Marovi was not portable. You couldn't be madlik from it. It only be madlik with a match, and the match is not permitted. So we'll say, mimeno ya madlik from the old wick. Just like case this, you were madlik the ne'er marovi from the old wick, they were madlik all the other neighbors from the old wick. In kein gamashah yadlik mimeno. Or my polach l'rab. So what's the problem over here? Kivin do hoitzi apsila hayishona mina ne'er. Since the psila yishona was taken out from the ne'er, there's no problem of bizoyi mitzvah and akrushi mitzvah because it's not been koima. It now, in this makim, it's not doing any mitzvah. And that'll be pshat mimeno ya madlik, that we were madlik from the old nair. The old nair was still burning. Elavade yev shalasis kein. You can't do such a thing to take out a wick and it'll still burn. So Shabola hated, or Yemetiv kol ma'asha b'neir. So Pshat is differently. When he went to clean out the neiris, he cleaned out everything. Va'psila hoisa kova mi'aleh. And the psila without shemen, so it extinguished by itself. Now what is Pshat? Ela bo'oid sha'psila yishono b'neir marovi. Mimeno yamadlik means before he cleaned out the Ne'er Marovi. And this was the old Ne'er Marovi. Mimeno yamadlik. He was then madlik the Ne'er next to it from this Ne'er. Mimeno yamadlik. Vaho yametiva. So that means, let's say he was madlik the Ne'er next to it. And then the Rashi says in the other Ne'er, so Madlik one from the other. But Eistis Mimeno Yamadlik from the old Ne'er Marovi. And then what happened? And then he went and cleaned out the Ne'er Marovi. V'noisen bo shemen upsilo chadosho. Then he put in a new shemen and a new wick. Umadliko. And the Ne'er Marovi was grad nidlak min hashar. Uboho yo mesayim haynu ad lokev. That means the boho mesayim faket, because it's a kashan Rashi who was speaking about hatovet. But according to Tosis, we're speaking about Hadlokis. So it means as follows. We're speaking about the end of the day. Mimeno hoya madlik. That the Ne'er Marovi was still burning in the evening, and the other Ne'eris, he was madlik from the old Ne'er Marovi. So mimeno hoya madlik, that tells us the next. Uboho yom esayim. Now this is Tamaze telling us an Indian that but when they cleaned out this nair, so it comes out, so after the other nairs were burning, uboho yom esayim, this was the last nair, this was the last nair to get kindled. And they were madlik the new nair maravi from the other nairs. Vahochi kivin the kvi nairs. So the Gemara asked the Kasher that here the nairs were kavua, they were stationary. So Tosfos says if the nairs were kavua, it's a debatable statement. There's a machloikis in Minoches. Keman the yomah beperik beis midos. The ner shall prokim hoyo, that it was a ner shall prokim, the mashma hosom the mechuber have, vahoyo shall prokim kedei sheyuchal lehetivoy yofen. The exact translation of ner shall prokim, Rashi and Menoches has two taichin, but let us say one translation. Ner shall prokim, Rashi says, means that the kanei ha-menoira, the branches of the menoira, were flexible. How were they able to empty out the shemen that was left over? So the branches were flexible. They were able to turn it upside down, and that's how they're able to be made to the natives. Kedei sheyuchal lahitiva yofi. But al koponim, the only flexibility was that they were able to turn it upside down, but they weren't able to be mekar of one to the other. So Memele, so that was the Gemara's kasha, but the ner alone is not kavua. V'ikaman the yoma hosom, the loyhavi kavua. There's one man the yoma that says in Menoches that it wasn't kavua. Elohayom is salkoi legamri v'shas hatove, that they took off the ner from the menorah. That means miksha, that was one piece of the menorah that was besides the ner. The ner was a different piece. V'achikach meinichoi. So according to that man, the Yom HaLachayre, it wouldn't be schwer, the Gemara's Kashe, the key that the Neiris are kavu.